From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting Israel launched an overnight airstrike on a Hamas facility in Gaza after gunfire targeted soldiers. The strike followed an exchange of gunfire Wednesday. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan also lashed out at the muted global response to the killing of dozens of Palestinians during protests this week at the Israel-Gaza border.
Tüm dünya gözünü yumsa da.
Mr. Erdogan said, even if the whole world shuts its eyes, we'll not allow Israeli cruelty. Turkey expelled the Israeli ambassador and consul general. It also recalled its ambassador to Tel Aviv. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Emmanuel Nakshon denounced what he called the humiliating treatment of the ambassador after he was subjected to a security check as he left Turkey.
The images of our ambassador being subjected to an unnecessary security check are spread all over Turkey. This is something that we cannot accept. This is something which is totally contrary to diplomatic relations between countries, and the public humiliation of an ambassador is something that Israel will not accept under any circumstance.
Hamas, which rules Gaza, also acknowledged all but a dozen of the 62 people killed Monday and Tuesday were members of the Islamist group. In Kenya, the sounds of mourning. A memorial service was held Wednesday to remember the victims of flooding in Kenya following a May 9 dam collapse from heavy rains that killed more than 40. 2 months of rain followed an extended drought last year that affected 1 million people in 4 countries. Ethiopia, Egypt, and Sudan announced progress Wednesday on consultations surrounding Africa's biggest hydroelectric dam, the $5 billion Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam on the Nile River. Egypt has expressed concerns about the potential for constricting the river's water flow. This is VOA News. European leaders Wednesday agreed on a united approach to keeping the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement alive. Speaking in Sofia, Bulgaria, European Council President Donald Tusk committed to a rules-based international system despite recent U.S. decisions on climate change, tariffs, and Iran.
In order to be the subject and not the object of global politics, Europe must be united economically, politically, and also militarily like never before. To put it simply, either we are together or we will not be at all.
The comments came after the U.S. this month pulled out of the nuclear agreement with Tehran. Meanwhile, French energy giant Total warned it and other multinationals may have to quit Iran as the U.S. reimposes sanctions. The Islamic holy month of Ramadan is underway as of Thursday, a date set by Saudi religious authorities. It's one of the 5 pillars of Islam. It involves dusted on fasting and prayer. The former Mufti of Jerusalem, Sheikh Ekrema Sabri, said it's a generous month of fasting, of worship, and generous by having the manners of a fasting person. India announced its troops would halt counterinsurgency operations in disputed Kashmir during Ramadan. Burundians are voting Thursday in a referendum that could allow President Pierre Nkurunziza, in power since 2005, to extend his rule until 2034. Nearly 500,000 people fled the country when he announced a third term in 2015. The opposition has complained of intimidation, including death threats, during the 3-month campaign in the run-up to the referendum. The World Health Organization Thursday said the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo has now spread to the northwest city of Mbandaka, a city of more than 1 million people with the potential of a higher rate of spread of the deadly virus. So far, the DRC government has confirmed more than 40 cases and 23 fatalities. President Donald Trump suggested the path forward to a much-anticipated meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month in Singapore is unclear. The North suggested the meeting could be in jeopardy over joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises and demands over its unilateral denuclearization. Former U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill said the chance of a meeting, in his view, is now less than 50%.
I think the Trump administration has perhaps done a little too much talk in public about it and not enough preparation for the actual summit. And so as the president's been doing some victory laps, it seems to me he should have understood that he first has to run the race.
South Korea's president will hold a summit with President Trump at the White House next Tuesday. China and the U.S. are beginning crucial trade talks in Washington Thursday in a bid to avert a damaging tariff war. The White House, the lead role of U.S. has been given to the Treasury Secretary.
That's the latest world news from VOA.